أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الرسول لا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر من الذين قالوا آمنا بأفواههم ولم تؤمن قلوبهم ومن الذين هادوا سماعون للكذب سماعون لقوم آخرين لم يأتوك يحذفون الكلم من بعد مواضعه. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss the first portion of ayah number 41 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Ya Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two important issues that had occurred amongst the Yahud of Madinah Munawwara. One was a murder that had taken place. The background of the circumstances was this, that there were amongst other tribes, two tribes in Madinah Munawwara, Banu Nadir and Banu Qurayda. The Banu Nadir was the more powerful, more affluent tribe. And from the time before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to have a hold upon the Banu Qurayza, even in matters of the laws of their Shariat that was in the Torah. One of them was regarding murder. If somebody from the Banu Nadir would murder somebody from the Banu Qurayda, then they made this rule because of their affluence and influence that there will be no retaliation, there will be no qisas, penal law of retaliation. Rather, some blood money will be given of dates and that matter would be settled. Now, if that was the case, then mutual understanding would have had it that if somebody from the Banu Qurayza murdered somebody from the Banu Nadir, then that should have been the same. But they didn't settle for that. They settled for double the blood money. And also, if one man, for example, killed a man in the Banu Nadir, then two men would have to be killed. In other words, the retaliation would have to be doubled. And in such way, they had obliterated the rule and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, the Banu Nadir could not do anything because they were not that influential and they were not that affluent. So they were always searching for some way in their lives that how could they have this understanding that has been brought about by the Banu Nadir according to the law of Allah ta'ala, or at least there should be equity. Then came Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then when a murder had taken place, the Banu Qurayda decided that they will take this matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his decision, for his verdict. The Banu Nadir was much against it because they knew that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will speak the truth and he will adjudicate according to the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and as such they were going to be disadvantaged, and they were resisting to go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, the elders amongst them had devised a plan that we will go, we will send this matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, prior to that, we will send the munafiqeen, those that profess to be Muslims, in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet they are not, and let them put a case in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his judgment, and then we will make a decision whether we are going to follow or not. That was one incident that had taken place. Then the other incident was that of zina, that from the people of Khaybar, a man, married man and a married woman had committed zina. Now from the time before, the Yahud had already decided that if it was a royal class affluent that had committed the crime of zina, and if they were married, then they would not judge according to the commandment of Allah, which was rajam, that was both will be stoned to death, or the married person will be stoned to death. If it was royal class, then they will give 40 lashes with a rope that was immersed in tar, and then the face will be blackened, polished black, and that person will be let off scot-free. And the result of that was that the royal class will continue committing zina. However, if it was somebody that was not that influential, then they would apply the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this happened, the people of Khaybar sent somebody from the Banu Qurayza, or a group of people from the Banu Qurayza, to speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this matter and seek judgment from Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When these people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with a clear cut command that in this matter there will be rajam. Rajam means both the married man and the married woman will be stoned to death, and that is the law according to the Torah, and that is the law according to the Quran Sharif. One of the reasons why they would have also wanted to come to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that generally the law of the Quran Sharif was not as severe as the law of the Torah. So they thought that there will be some concessions and leniency. When Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came with this command from Allah ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the verdict according to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command, that in this case a married man, a married woman committed zina, then the law of Allah ta'ala will be rajam. They did not accept it. And then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came once again to tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to call for the adjudication of a Yahudi scholar, Ibn Surya. Ibn Surya was a one-eyed blind person who had exceptional knowledge in the Torah and the Injil. Call for him and ask him to give the verdict according to the Torah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam called for Ibn Surya, and they all agreed that he is a man of learning, he is an upright person, a righteous person, and of course he will not give anything contrary to the Torah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made him take a qasam. By the qasam of Allah who sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to you, the qasam of that Allah that freed the Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun, opened the pathway of the waters, who had sheltered you and shaded you with clouds, gave you manna and salwa, by the qasam of that Allah, show us what is the rule of Allah Ta'ala according to the Torah. Immediately Ibn Surya said that the command of the Torah is Ar-Rajam, that both of them must be stoned to death. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, then why has the law of Allah been adulterated, contaminated? Then he responded to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the very same manner, that after Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam, a prince had committed zina, he was married, and it was from then that they changed the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then they began to give judgment according to their own whims and their own fancies. Hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this entire verse and the verses that come hereafter. Just the first part of it, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhar rasul, O Rasul, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yahzunka alladhina yusari'una fil kufri minal ladhina qalu amanna bi afwahihim walam tu'min qulubuhum wa minal ladhina hadu. That let not those people who have hastened towards kufr and disbelief, from those people who say amanna, we believe, bi afwahihim, with their mouths, in other words with their tongues. It is a mere lip service. Walam tu'min qulubuhum, their hearts never believed. And from those people who are Yahud, they also hasten towards kufr. So let not the kufr create any kind of grief in your heart. Samma'una lil kadhib, they are people that listen attentively to lies, and they have honored lies, and the greatest lie anyone would speak is a lie regarding the law of Allah Ta'ala, especially that law of Allah that has been enshrined in the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, سَمَّعُونَ لِقَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ, then they listen attentively to another community, that these munafiqeen would come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would
listen to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, adulterate, contaminate the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and take the wrong message, lam ya'tuk, from those people who have also not come to you. In other words, the people of Khaybar, it was a wait and see, that they would wait and see what is the verdict of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam before they would come forth and accept the adjudication of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. يُحَرِّفُونَ الْكَلِمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوَاضِعِ. Then they will misplace the words, that is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Allah ta'ala placed it appropriately in the kitab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. From here we learn the very, very important lesson that to change, adulterate, contaminate the law of Allah was the Jews, the work of the Yahud, the work of the Munafiqeen. We as Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would accept the words of Allah Ta'ala as Allah Ta'ala revealed it, the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam uttered it, in a spirit and an endeavor to increase the quality of our iman, to live with iman and to leave this world with iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.